The complexity and immersion of good stories can be found in many mediums. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Misak, assistant professor of English at the New York Institute of Technology, examines how video games are stretching their legs and charting a new path in storytelling.
What do Shakespeare and Hemingway have in common with World of Warcraft? More than you'd think. Many of today's video games parallel the greatest literature in history with an added immersive experience. While teachers traditionally encourage students to read more to sharpen writing skills, video games can also help improve students' narrative composition. Just as older video games help develop imagination, newer games engage players in stories that span many topics, including social commentary, popular culture, and literature traditions. In playing, students make decisions, investing time in crafting the narrative that plays out on their screens. In doing so, they understand narrative not only as readers, but also as creators. Not unlike reading classic literature, playing a video game like The Last of Us allows students to analyze themes like morality, actions and consequences, and relationships. Video game exercises help students develop narrative skills that transfer across the curriculum, and even students who have no experience with games can find interest in these exercises. Having students play video games, or even watch YouTube videos of games, can provide visual learners with a critical eye toward other works of narrative, including literature and film. Students learn differently, and for visual learners, it's often a matter of don't tell me, show me. Science now backs this up. Also, new research has shown that video games directly engage the hippocampus, the part of the brain thought to be the center of emotion and memory, and impart environmental enrichment to players. Video games allow new writers to gain a sense of place and to understand the difference between simply seeing their surroundings and experiencing them. In turn, their writing composition also becomes more immersive, allowing the reader not only to read the details of a story setting, but to feel them as if they're actually there.
That was John Misak of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.